Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chargers. Currently, the Steelers are 2.5-point underdog. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, it's time for a PM Team Black and Gold Friday on The Fan.
Man, it certainly starts with Herbert for us. I feel like we caught a flyer a year ago. He was limited from a mobility perspective when we played him. I thought it impacted how the game unfolded, but it allowed us to do some things schematically that you're somewhat hesitant to do if he has full mobility. Herbert is extremely talented. He can kill you with his arms. He certainly can kill you with his legs. He can kill you with both by play extension. He has a complete arsenal of people to throw to.
Okay, hello everybody. Happy Friday. It's a football Friday, and we're feeling better about our football team because of what they did last Sunday against the Colts. And this was supposed to be the gauntlet underway, the meat of the season. Checked one off the list with the Colts. Bagged that animal, if you will. And now it's out west to play Justin Herbert and the Chargers. And Mike Tomlin earlier in the week giving Justin Herbert his flowers, as the kids say, by saying, yeah, we beat this team last year, but we only really beat them because he was hurt. And we knocked them out of the game, and that's why we won. The last time Mike Tomlin saw Justin Herbert in L.A., his defense gave up 41 points. Justin Herbert had 382 passing yards. He had 3 passing touchdowns. He also, just for bleeps and giggles, added 92 rushing yards in that game.
Wasn't the aftermath of that game something where, or was it in the run-up to the next one where Mike was asked if he knew Herbert had that kind of running ability? He got asked, I remember a question about Herbert's running ability because of that game, I believe, and Tomlin got very snippy because he had been burnt so badly.
I don't have a great read on this game. I'm just going to come right out and say it. I think this is, and the line backs it up, I really think they are very compelling arguments for both sides, which makes the prediction I'm going to have to make officially for picks later in the show a little bit of a tough one, a toughie. I do think the Steelers' argument is a simple one. Justin Herbert is not the same quarterback when his offensive tackles are out, and his $100 million left tackle never got to play this year because of a training camp injury, and Joe Alt, who played left tackle at Notre Dame, and got moved to right tackle only because they already had an elite left tackle, is really good. And he got carted off Sunday in Nashville, and now he's done for the year. So next man up is Trevor Penning, who they traded for on Tuesday. And the right tackle will probably be someone named Trey Scotty Pipkins or Pippins or whatever the guy's.
Trey Scotty Pipkins?
Trey Pippin. Trey Pipkins.
Tom Pipkins?
I don't know.
Former Valley star who went to Duquesne?
I don't know his backstory, but he's probably going to play right tackle. That's the guy who gets to see TJ Watt lining up across from him. So that combination has been a lethal one for LA. That's how they lose games to the winless Giants. That's how they lose at home to a Commanders team that is not very good. That's how they squander a 3-0 start and have to rally because their offensive line has been very, very injured and damaged and leaky this year. The flip side of it is they still got some really good dudes on offense, led by the quarterback who stinks in the playoffs, but this game last I checked is going to get played on November 9th. And their defense has fewer good players than the Steelers' defense on paper,
but does better.
And
well, we know that Mike loves him some Jesse Minter.
Oh my God, Jesse Minter is basically grandson.
He's like the young Dean Pease.
Here's the stat that I think about that makes me nervous about this game. And look, maybe people can't get a read on it. That's why we don't have phone lines full yet at 412-928-9370. But I'd like some help from people.
We also, Pony, have one thing before you get that help.
Oh, yes.
Help
from please
people.
Make the announcement. Yes.
So many of you are aware of our YouTube stream with its whack pack of very fun and crazy characters who are currently talking about what Antonio Brown's jail experience will be like. We also have yet another way to consume the show. The PM Team live stream on X, the app formerly known as Twitter. So you can go, and when you go onto your homepage on Twitter, it'll say Live on X, and right there, we are hosting. You can click on it, you can watch and listen to the show that way. However, if you want to send real-time comments that are sometimes borderline psychotic, that is still reserved for YouTube, but you can now stream the show live on X, the Everything app. Anyway, Pony.
And it's pinned right at the top
it
of the page,
pinned.
So you have to go
right
looking
there.
For
and
it.
If you go
they
to
make
the,
it
yeah,
easy.
If you go to the fan actual Twitter page, it's pinned right there. You'll be able to find it. It resets, Pony.
Yep.
Right at the. You know how many people were watching this thing on the End of Joe show?
I don't know.
Almost 2,000.
Well, there you go.
Just sitting there. And then it resets for us, so we start from zero, but we've got it racking up again. Anyway.
Here is a stat dichotomy that has me nervous for this game. And again, I guess people feel either good about it or don't know what to say about it because the phone lines aren't full yet at 412-928-9370. Let's put Seth the MILF Hunter to work here. Okay, he's already thinking about Eagles and Packers on Monday night. Let's preoccupy his time right now by giving you a chance to sound off on this game. The Chargers are second in the NFL in time of possession. The Steelers are 30th. They keep the ball. The Steelers don't have the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers are number one in third down conversion rate. That's how they keep it. They keep it moving. They churn out yards. They move chains. And they have four straight games where they've scored 24-plus points. They haven't won all of them. They got beat by the Colts. Common opponent, Steelers
Colts
drubbed
kinda,
the Colts.
Colts kind of throttled them. Yeah, man.
So,
that game wasn't even close.
Again, like I said, like, if I'm filling up reasons why they'll win, reasons why they won't, it's pretty close for this game, man.
It's not an easy game to project. Now, last week was an easy one for you to predict, and you got it right, and to your credit, you got it right. A lot of other people, Donnie, myself, virtually everybody else either predicted Colts close or
people
Colts
thought last
blowout.
Week was easy, and
you,
most
you
people thought
it
was
out.
Easy because they thought the Steelers were going to crush them.
I
said most people thought picking the game was easy because they thought the Colts were going to crush
the Steelers. Colts were going to crush
yes.
the Steelers.
Yeah.
So you sniffed that one out, and credit to you. It's a good thing neither of us is doing maybe a solo show today because I kind of had the same vibe. I was doing my usual diligence on the opponent here. I also don't have a great feel for it, and I was trying to figure out, like, what is there in the middle here in the numbers. Herbert is better than Rodgers. Do you disagree with that notion? Herbert is a better, more dangerous player. I know he doesn't always play up to the ridiculous, prodigious, God-given skills, but he is a more dangerous quarterback. If you were asked,
he's better right now
if you
than
were
Aaron Rodgers is at this given moment.
I'll do this classic gambit here.
Yeah.
If you had my life on the line and I had to have one of them win the game and I don't know what my team looks like, give me Herbert.
Right now?
Because he can run away from trouble, all that stuff. Okay.
I agree.
He gives me pause. You have focused on like their defense doesn't have a ton of names, but it performs well. This is what gives me pause in saying the Steelers are going to go out there with their de facto home field advantage because it's LA and no one cares about the Chargers and beat them and school them. It might happen. They've got four players who are healthy for this game with at least 30 receptions. Gadsden, the tight end from Syracuse. Quentin Johnston, who leads them in touchdown catches and finally appears as a former first-round pick to not suck. He seems to have figured out how to play wide receiver. The ageless Keenan Allen, who's 800 years old and still good. And McConkey, who I think is the kind of player, no matter who he lines up against, who's going to give that corner fits.
So
he's a technician.
So you're pretty much saying, are the Steelers,
have enough guys
behind them?
Do the Steelers have enough guys to cover those four?
They rebounded last week against the Colts. Do they have it in them to do it again?
So they're presumably because...
against a great group of eligibles, as Mike Tomlin would say.
Well, Mike Tomlin, dating game right now, they're so eligible. You would presume because Johnston's a big dude, they'd put Porter on him, right? Skill set for skill set. Big physical guy. Because I don't like Porter on McConkey because I think McConkey will turn him inside out because he's a shiftier player.
I think
player.
That's probably right. If it's preference, I don't think they'll have him follow around, but I think they'd probably like that matchup more.
Hopefully Mike has learned from several years ago and he won't put a linebacker on Keenan Allen, even if Keenan Allen's roughly as fast as your average linebacker now. But I just don't know if they've got the manpower that's trustworthy right this second to cover four guys who I think Herbert's happy throwing the ball to any of them. Mm-hmm. He's really successful throwing it to Gadsden. It's wild.
Yeah.
32 of 38 targets. Here is the other thing, though, that kind of goes the other way. Now, I might surprise you here. For whatever reason, and Mike respects Justin Herbert, I keep going back to that Joe Flacco game, and even to Love to an extent. Love was willing to take the short shot and just keep moving, right? Just keep throwing it short.
And, they blitzed him like crazy, and he found blitz beaters.
Right. You know what Herbert likes to do? You know how I would describe him? He's a big game hunter back there. And I think sometimes when I watch Herbert on national games, because you see a decent amount of them, the thing that announcers come back to that rings true to me is he'll make some throws that just make your jaw hit the floor, but he very often does not take the easy play when he could. Because he's
going big
game hunting.
So you don't think they'll change their offense and get it out fast? You think they'll actually stick to what they do?
Yes, I don't think that there's like a Flacco component here necessarily where you're going to see Justin Herbert, who has all the God-given talent on the planet, willfully dink and dunk and just torture the Steelers with, here's a five-yard crosser, here's another five-yard crosser.
I mean, he's got the guys to do it.
He does, but I think his mindset is, I have one of the three best arms in the NFL, maybe two best, him and Allen. That's how good his arm is.
Yeah.
I can run, I can move, I'm tough,
but
I'm this,
but isn't
that
where Harbaugh comes in? I mean, I agree with you.
Pony, their record is not bad. It's obviously good. They're 6-3.
Better than the Steelers.
Well, because they played one more game.
Yep.
We'll find out after this one. If he had fully reined in the wild horse here, I don't think you'd have occasionally still some of these hiccup games.
I agree with that. But do they... Last year, they were a very conservative offense. They ran the ball and played it safe. This year, they've done the opposite.
I think it was hard about putting the training wheels back on him last year.
Do they put him back on in this game? Because the training wheels might be the way to go, to your point.
I think the training wheels should go back on. And the one thing about this Harbaugh is, I will say, I don't think he's dumb enough to get into the trap his brother gets into, which is, I have to prove I'm smarter than Mike Tomlin to everybody watching, and then he loses games because of it. This is a case where I think the coach probably knows how he's got to attack, and Greg Roman knows how he's got to attack. I just wonder if Herbert will be willing to do it consistently enough.
I mean, the question really is, I'm asking you guys to help us pick this game because I think it's tough. We're really trying to figure out if you think the Steelers are back after that Colts game. And if you think those are the real Steelers, what we saw against Indy, then you'll call in right now and pick the Steelers to go out west and win this game. If you've still got concerns and you think maybe it was a one-off, then the Chargers have a really good quarterback and a good record and a good coach. So you'll probably pick them, 412-928-9370. But judging from the lines, I think people are just as confused as we are, not knowing who they want to pick in this game. Here's Chris in Connellsville to start. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. First of all, I haven't talked to you all since you got your award, so congratulations on that.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You should come to the event where we give people free drinks.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but I'm not a drinker, so.
Oh, okay, well, you can still come and fraternize with us.
Yeah, fraternization in the absence of drinking is always encouraged as well. There will be food.
Hopefully you haven't given up eating.
If you've given up eating and you're still calling this show alive, I'd be very impressed.
Yeah, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
What do you got for us?
I think that the million-dollar question is the defense going to show up again? I mean, I think...
What do you think?
There's something that tells me the Steelers are good at, you know, winning the games that you think that they won't and not winning the games that you think that they should.
I believe that is called the duality of Tomlin, yes. Hold on, I have a better question for you. You ask Chris.
Wait a minute. What kind of game is this then? Is this a game Tomlin's supposed to win, or is this a game Tomlin's supposed to lose?
I'm answering for Chris because my name is also Chris, but I want to get to something else with him. I think the fact that you're having a hard time picking it, I'm having a hard time picking it, means nobody really knows. Chris, you ask and you say this game is a referendum on is the defense back. Do you think that the Steelers' defense is good enough to be back independent of the team they are playing?
I think they are. I think that you guys hit on a good point, too, with their backup tackles. I mean, if Tomlin continues to, Terrell Austin, mix things up, I mean, we saw, you know, sets where you had all three, Highsmith, Herbig, and Watt all on the field at the same time, continue to do things like that, confuse Herbert. I think they have a pretty good shot. And you know, for some reason,
I'll give you one thing. You just jogged in my head.
He jogged something else. I wonder if it's the same thing.
My thing is Tomlin knows that the Chargers offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, is a run game savant.
Yes, he is.
And is like the best run game schemer in the entire NFL.
He's the guy who unlocked the Jackson offense in the first place.
If he comes out defensively, and the plan is, we're going to shut down their run. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure they don't run the ball against us. Then I think if they put run defensive personnel out there, I think that Herbert will cook in this game.
I have another thought, though. That was a very useful call because it jogged another thing. He just mentioned the tackles, and I didn't really put two and two together in our opening kind of exchange of ideas.
Yeah.
If they've got two gimpy tackles, well, not gimpy, but they don't trust Penning because they don't know anything,
right.
Ball out quicker because we don't want to put our quarterback in harm's way. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, if they're smart, you said that maybe that Herbert is just too much of a wild horse to do that.
He might be, but what would be something that would maybe convince him to go and throw it short? I don't have Alt. I don't have Slater. Well, I'm going to be a little bit more conservative.
I'll give you another one that we need to monitor today. The Steelers have had the same starting offensive line for every game this year. They've had very good injury luck there, even though Seumalo started the year hurt. He's started every game. If he's out, it changes things. I mean, obviously, a bigger offensive line loss is being down your two tackles, especially when they're really good like L.A. But Seumalo's their veteran offensive lineman. That's going to be a changeup if he's out. And you probably lose your jumbo package. That's not insignificant for this game. And he hasn't practiced yet, to the best of our knowledge. Texas on the. I'm telling you, it's a tough ass game to predict.
This was one of my favorite opening salvos, though, because it was like the wild exchange of ideas because nobody can get their head around this game.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll get your thoughts on it next. Help us. Who's going to win Steelers Chargers? We're flustered. Here's a Seth the MILF Hunter headline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Steelers play the Chargers on a Sunday. Listen to Fan Game Day Sunday night, hosted by Donnie Football and Jason Mackey, beginning at 5 p.m. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville.
Simply come back to work. As I mentioned post-game, man, it's a fine line in this business between success and failure in this week in and week out. The teams that are really good, the units that are really good, individuals that are really good have a certain level of consistency to their performance. And so that certainly is a challenge for that unit that you asked about.
Yeah, the defense, another tall order. Yeah, the offensive line for the Chargers is in tatters, and that's not irrelevant. That's why I'm having such a hard time picking this game. Because if it was healthy, I'd say LA wins. It's the worst pass defense in the NFL, in the Steelers, numbers-wise, versus an upper echelon quarterback. The guy hasn't gotten it done in big spots, but he's oozing talent. And we've seen
him. He has Tomlin's respect, too, which we've discussed as a possible theory. If Tomlin thinks the guy can beat him, sometimes it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Herbert in week one went up against Mahomes on a neutral field and was the better quarterback, and it wasn't close. You know, one other thing I'm going to watch here is for last weekend, the Steelers found a cure-all for their tight end problems. They shut down Tyler Warren. I didn't think they would do that. I thought the Steelers would win. I didn't think that they would completely remove him from the game. This dude from Syracuse is just as good. And he was a day three pick. What a steal. He leads tight ends in receiving yards per game. He's been their most productive pass catcher.
Pony, I just think like it's a jaw-dropping number to get. He's been targeted 38 times. He has 32 receptions. They have a little. They have another thing that's not technically targets versus receptions, but it's success rate. So it's just his receiving success rate. You think McConkey's a good player, right?
Yeah, he's had kind of a
down year. But whatever, he's still on pace to be close to a 1,000-yard receiver.
He gets open and he catches the ball.
Success rate, 54%. Keenan Allen, ageless wonder, 58%. And then Quentin Johnston, more of their big home run hitter type guy, 46%. Their success rate when they throw the ball to Gadsden is 81.6%. So it functions as basically a cheat code for their offense.
So that means he gets more than 5 yards on first down. He picks up at least half on second down, and then he converts third downs. That's what success rate is based on.
Yes, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole. Basically, you could just sum it up in one sentence.
Good plays.
When they throw Ronde Gadsden the second the ball, good things happen.
Let's see if Ron has a read on this game. Hello, Ron.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, Steelers 2013, 24, 16, somewhere in that range.
Why, what's the biggest reason why?
Man, they hold them under 17 points.
How many teams do you think have held the Chargers under 17 this year?
Listen, everyone gushes over Herbert. Guys won nothing.
Is this the Brady Bunch? Marsha?
Hold on a second, though, Ron. Ron, hold on here. I'm going to let you make all your points.
Good.
I'm going to make I'm not trying to stick up for Justin Herbert's resume, but they aren't playing for anything on Sunday. It's not a playoff game. It's not an AFC championship game. It's not a date for the Super Bowl. You're right, but like this game isn't one where I would expect him to crap his pants. It's not that big of a game, Ron.
Now, national media loves the guy. We all know that.
I agree with that.
The game's going to be about the tackles. You know, Watt, Herbig, Highsmith, they should feast. I think the Steelers, like I said, are going to go on a little bit of a run.
Well, how about our tackles? I mean, what if Sayamalu doesn't play and now Broderick Jones on more of an island? The guy they picked up from the Ravens from Penn State, who was basically on a milk carton there, he's got four sacks in his last two games. Go ahead.
Pony, two things before you guys hang up on me. Number one, we're going to look back a month from now, and the move, Ramsey going to safety is going to be the big move, which turns the defense around. Echols getting more playing time. I'm going to tell you this. I think Sayamalu's the weak link on that offensive line. I'm okay with a change there.
Thank you, Ron. I don't think he's the weak link. I think the weak link is still the left tackle. Sorry, Chris.
I don't think he's progressed as fast as the rest of them, but I think he's gotten better.
Tell me McCormick's better than Sayamalu. I'm not buying that either.
I will say one thing about Sayamalu. Some of the stuff that I think people at first blush have blamed on Jones when they've had stunts has actually been pretty clear cases of Sayamalu. Now, maybe he's trying to do too much because he's trying to help Jones, but he hasn't been picking up his man on some of these.
Here's Shriver in Newcastle. Hello, Shriver.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I'll tell you what. I know Fridays, the cool weather, rain coming down. I love turning your show on, listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Sort of just makes like the fall and winter go by.
So you got a good read on this game, Shriver? What do you got for us?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of look at some of the ins and outs of the games. I think I have a feeling that you might not think this is right or not, but I think that Roman Wilson is going to have a big game, even though he had a boneheaded play last game. And Rodgers is from California, and he plays really well in California.
Do we have any stat backing to back
that
up?
He doesn't, thanks, Robert. He doesn't against the Niners, I know, in San Francisco, because that's really where he's from. But then he lives in Malibu now, so I guess he's kind of more of a quasi-L.A. resident.
I'm genuinely curious as to what Rodgers' splits are. Let's see, against the Chargers in his career, 114 passer rating.
I'm guessing they're good. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. He's probably got great numbers against the Chargers and Rams would be my guess, but some of those Rams games are in St. Louis and some of those Chargers games are in
San Diego.
Yeah,
actually, I got to be honest, this person's not wrong if he's just going by the counting stats. Rodgers has basically got an MVP season's worth of stats in LA,
And the Roman Wilson thing's interesting. I mean, he's going up against his former coach. He's going up against Harbaugh. I don't remember if Minter was on the Michigan staff there or not when he was there. So these guys know him inside and out, but he's also going to have like a little extra boost because he wants to show his old college coaches that he's a hell of a pro. And what I'm saying is I think he'll be jacked up for the game. Whatever like his baseline is for being up for a game, I think he goes above and beyond that. It's just a matter of two, like how much does Rodgers trust him and want to go back to him after that play?
Do they want to pick on... Let me think. I'm trying to
Dante
think.
Dante Jackson.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Dante Jackson's had a good year.
I know.
Dante, you know what? We said good riddance, basically, because he intercepted the ball, and that was really it. Dante Jackson, I think, right now is better than Slay. And he's making less money than Slay.
Well, he's 4 years younger than Slay, and Slay has mostly aged in dog years when you see him get into, like, really tough one-on-one spots.
Here is Josh on the fan. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
So I'm going to preface this by saying this is all based on opinion and 45 years of life of being a Steeler fan. I think the team we saw Sunday against Indy is the real deal Steelers. And
okay, I'm only letting you go, not because I don't disagree with your point.
Audio was bumping, so call back.
All right,
see if we can fix that.
So he thinks that what we saw Sunday was going to be a precursor for more good
I still maintain that I think I need to see them be able to turn in a defensive performance where they dominate and they win a game, but they don't necessarily do it because they were able to force a ton of turnovers, which I know drives you nuts, but I did get a little Palazzolo backing yesterday about that aspect of football. I don't want to pin my hopes on the Steelers' fortunes this year on the inherent volatility of turnovers.
Chargers are third fewest passing yards against this year. So only two teams have done a better job of grounding teams' aerial attacks.
They're crap against the run, though.
They've gotten better.
In terms of yards per attempt.
Yeah, they've gotten better, but you're right. They're still not good.
Their last two games, they were really good against the run, but that was after a five-game stretch where everybody got 100 on
it. But I would say that's why I think Sayamalu being healthy and having Anderson and Washington for your jumbo package is such a big deal. Because you're right. It's much easier to run the ball on this Chargers team than it is to pass
it. I'm going
to
say one more
thing. So lean into that if you've got your guys to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to say one more thing about that. The two games most recently where they've looked a lot better was against Carson Wentz, Max Brosmer. Now that's a quarterback tandem.
Yep.
And then Cam Ward, who's still a guy in a horrible situation playing his first NFL football. I actually think that part of the reason they were able to hold those two teams down was the quarterback play.
No doubt. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit SouthHillsKia.net today. Let's play some fair game with Faribault, Nick Faribault. We'll get back to your calls, too, at 412-928-9370. Let's see if Nick has a better read on this game. Does he think MVS is going to play? Does he think that the Chargers being down their tackles is the key to a Steelers win? All that coming up, but first, a Seth the MILF Hunter headline.
Pitt basketball takes on Longhorn Lancers tonight.
Longwood.
Oh, whoops. Coverage on The Fan begins at 6:30. For more, go to 937thefan.com. And here's the Longwood's favorite number one fan, Andrew Filippone.
No, that would be Ron Jeremy. Let's talk right now about Comer and Cross. If your garage floor looks lousy, and mine did, it was really gross. There were cracks. There were stains. It really was not an area where we wanted Stella hanging out and playing around and stuff. But now it is, thanks to the new garage floor I got from Comer and Cross. You can be next in line. 50% off labor going on right now. That's a huge reduction in pay. And if you call right this second, you can schedule it before the holiday. Get it installed before people come in for the holiday. 50% off labor ends soon. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. And do what I did and go with a Comer and Cross garage floor. Screw the epoxy job that, you know, maybe you inherited or you did yourself, and go get the professionals to do it. These are pros, not subcontractors. They were in and out in one day. In less than 24 hours, they finished the whole thing from start to finish. And they took all my stuff out of the garage too. For 50% off labor and to get it installed before the holiday, call 1-800-NEW-FLOOR now. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Go to comercross.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to a Black and Gold Friday on the PM team. Steelers, Chargers, Sunday night in LA. The place where Mark Caballi tore one of his Achilles tendons. He will join us.
I thought he tore them both in LA. I could have swore he tore them both there.
No way. If that were the case, I'd never go back if I were him.
Really?
You go once.
He tore his Achilles, though, by just walking, I think, each time. What, so you just don't walk anywhere?
I mean, I would look at it as like a...
like a sign?
Yeah, like I'm cursed every time I go there. If I went there twice and tore my Achilles both times?
I like LA, though. I wouldn't want to take that off the board for myself just, you know, because.
I don't know. If you tore your ACL twice going there, I think you probably would.
No, it'd be easier to say, like, I'm never going to Schenectady or something like that, or Poughkeepsie, or some, like, crap town in, like, New England where it's always cold and gray. LA's got a lot of crap to do.
Time for another round of Fair Game with Steelers insider Nick Faribault. Here's how it works. We give Nick an opinion or a thought on Sunday's game, and he tells us whether or not it's fair or unfair. All right, Nick, let's start with MVS. Will he play versus the Chargers? Is that fair?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think that's going to be a few weeks, and I think he's going to have to prove himself in practice, too. I think this is something where it's not a guarantee he's going to get elevated, you know, sometime in the next week or two. Maybe Thanksgiving. The Bears game, I think, is a fair one to shoot for. So that's when I would expect to see him if we do see him soon. I don't expect to see him this Sunday, though. I think they're going to rock with what they have.
Fair to say that the Steelers will average at least 4.9 yards per carry in this game, which is what the Chargers are giving up for the entire balance of the season.
You know, I think so, Mosey. And the reason is the Chargers love to live in nickel and dime. They play, I think, the second most dime in the NFL. They're up there in terms of nickel usage. They have injuries at linebacker and on the defensive line, and they don't really match up against the Steelers' jumbo package and their Darnell Washington usage very well. And so I think the Steelers are going to be able to run the football against this team, and they're going to need to, because I think if you put the arm of Aaron Rodgers kind of on the line here and he's the guy that has to carry it, I think it's a lot more dubious against this team with Derwin James in the back, and he's kind of the guy to watch, you know, even in the run game. He's the guy that's going to be the big key. If he can kind of stack up against Washington and some of those other guys on those blocks, they might have a chance to stop the Steelers' run game out of nickel. But I do think the Steelers are actually going to be able to run the ball in this game and do a pretty good job of doing it. It's a good matchup for them in that regard.
Is it fair game that the Steelers will still have a big dose of the jumbo package if, say, Amalu is out for the game? And if they will, who are the guys that now take on that role, Nick?
Yeah, so I think that they will regardless. And what I think is going to end up happening is Spencer Anderson will start at guard in non-jumbo packages, but I think he's going to stay the jumbo tight end. And I think what they're going to do is bring in Andres Pete. And I think Pete is a guy that's a big kind of – he's kind of in the silo. You don't really want him to move outside the phone booth, but he can move, and he can move guys with his strength. He's big and strong. He's a veteran. He knows what to do. I think that's what they're going to do when they go jumbo. So the jumbo package is going to live. It's going to be Andres Pete at guard with Spencer Anderson, I think, staying at the jumbo tight end in those packages. But I think outside of that, Spence will be the left guard for the Steelers on Sunday. I don't expect Isaac Seumalo to play, to be quite honest with you.
Well, that eliminates one of our fair games then. Fair game to say that the Steelers have enough in their secondary to cover the top four pass catchers, Gadsden, Allen, McConkey, and Johnston.
I mean, I'm not really buying that, to be quite honest with you. I mean, good job by the Steelers for what they did last week. I think the curveballs and what they threw at the Colts were good. But I'm still skeptical of this team. It has nothing really to do with even the stats that the Colts put up. A lot of that was garbage time. I thought that was a great performance. But McConkey, Allen, Gadsden, Johnston, now Trey Harris is getting involved. So it's really a four-deep group of weapons. It's not a great matchup for them. I don't love Brandon Echols in the slot against Ladd McConkey. Echols struggles against kind of shiftier guys. The Steelers put a lot of help to him against Josh Downs. I think the fact that it wasn't on tape helped the Steelers a lot, but now it is on tape. And so as an offensive coordinator, you can call against that. So they're going to have to give Echols a lot of help in the slot with Ramsey Manning free safety. And so I do think the Chargers are going to have their chances to get the Steelers in the secondary. I don't really trust the secondary to fully shut down this Chargers passing attack. I think there's chances for them in matchups that they can exploit in this group.
So is it fair game to think that T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, and Nick Herbig will eat these backup offensive tackles for lunch?
See, I think that's probably going to happen, too. It's going to be really the schematics of the Steelers mitigating the quick game the Chargers have. On top of that, they have to keep Justin Herbert in the pocket. If Herbert's able to get out of the pocket, extend plays, the Steelers are going to be in trouble. He leads the NFL in rushing yards for quarterbacks
yep.
right now. I'm not sure people know that, but Herbert's been able to really scamper with his legs. We saw this in week three. Drake May was able to kind of turn things into nothing by scrambling and getting 15 yards outside on bootlegs. If I were the Chargers, I'd move the pocket. I would get him on rollouts. I would try and utilize the mobility for Justin Herbert and try to mitigate what Watt, Highsmith, and Herbert can do. But I do think that's going to be an issue for the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to struggle against these edge rushers. I think they're going to struggle against the Steelers' interior, too. Even the interior starters that the Chargers have, I don't think match up particularly well against Benton, Harmon, and Hayward. So I think the Steelers are going to be able to get pressure as long as the Flacco plan kind of doesn't go here where Herbert just gets the ball out in 2.3 seconds and mitigates the pass rush. That's going to be the key of this game.
Fair game to say that of the two playmaking safeties in this contest, Jalen Ramsey has a better day than Derwin James.
Yeah, I think he will. And I think Ramsey is kind of the type of player that will thrive in a matchup like this because it's going to be so heavy to the slot. It's going to be so heavy to Gadsden, a tight end. It's going to be so heavy to the kind of that intermediate part of the field because they're going to want to get the ball out fast. So they're not going to attack the boundary as much as maybe other teams would. And so I do think the Chargers are going to try and hit quick hits, choice routes, things like that are really quick, and you're utilizing the route running ability of guys like Allen and McConkie in the middle there. But I think that plays into Ramsey's hands. He's super smart. We saw him drive on routes like that last week, and I think that fits what Jalen Ramsey does. I wouldn't be surprised if Ramsey gets his first pick at safety this week, actually, to be quite honest with you guys.
Nick, fair game to say the Steelers will extend the win streak to 2 and beat another team in the AFC with a winning record Sunday night.
I'm worried to buy into the Steelers still because I think the defense needs to prove some things. And I think the offense is starting to sputter a little bit. I think that they need to figure out kind of what they are because I still think the Steelers offense is kind of a hodgepodge of things smashed together and they're not fully kind of a conglomerate yet. And I think this is going to be a week where the Steelers are going to be close. It's going to be a very close game, but I can't, Justin Herbert, he has a superpower and I just think he's so good. He's going to be able to get the ball out quick. I don't like Keenan Allen and Ladd McConkie against Brandon Echols in the slot. I think that's a problem matchup. I think the pass rush will actually be fine in this, but what I think is going to end up happening is the Steelers are not going to have much of a passing game. Rodgers might throw a pick or two, and the Steelers are going to end up falling behind in the turnover battle. I think they're going to lose a close one. So I'm going to go with the Chargers in this one.
Nick Faribault, always fair game with him. Shoots it straight right down the middle. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it as always.
There you go. So we've had 2 Chargers predictions this week. Faribault and Fittipaldo. Pomp, Steelers.
What'd the midday show do?
I think they all went Steelers. Or no, they didn't. Joe picked the Chargers. My bad. I don't want to get anything wrong about Joe anymore because apparently when I make a joke about Joe, it turns into a whole segment where I get ripped to shreds for 10 minutes, so... My bad, Joe. I apologize.
You should be used to getting ripped to shreds, though. Like, why does that bother you?
Well, he wasn't... It apparently got very personal. It wasn't about any sports takes. Yeah.
What could he have said about you?
I mean, I don't care what you say about my sports takes, but just... I don't know. The text I got in made it sound like it got very nasty and contentious.
Wow.
Yeah. There was malice involved.
Malice?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Man. He took umbrage.
Oh, my God.
So much umbrage was taken.
All of it.
No one's taken
more
umbrage.
There's none left.
Yeah, he didn't leave any umbrage for anyone else.
And Donahue, I thought, had my back, just sat there and pretty much rubber-stamped it all.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
Now, I'm getting all this secondhand.
But here's the thing about that last part with Donnie. He's perpetually auditioning with our boss, Content Craig. And maybe he also is auditioning in his own mind with Joe for something down the road. He doesn't want to alienate Joe.
But this is like...
He wants to close... He's on Joe's show at that point. He's kind of a member of the Starkey show.
But he lives with us 80% of the time. He's got to come back to our house on Monday.
That's true. And it's not like we're not paying attention to what he's doing while he's over at his friend's house. We know.
Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. We have both said, Chris and I, that we have a hard time picking this game. You just heard an expert go with the Chargers. One stat we haven't brought up that helps the Steelers big time in this game, I believe, that is a crazy number we're going to bring up next. So stay tuned for that. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. Brian McFadden on the Steelers next hour, too. First, a message from Malzik.
It is. Thanks, Pony. A message about Universal Windows Direct, because we're plenty of the way into fall. You've seen the wind blowing outside today. It's sheets of rain. By Monday, we've got a chance of snow in the forecast, which seems ridiculous, but it is southwestern Pennsylvania in early November, so you really can't predict anything. And that's why if your windows are no bueno, you have got to get them fixed up in Universal Windows Direct. They can help. Right now, they are making that whole process easier than ever with their deal. Buy two windows, get two free with no limit. It gets even better, too. You'll also get 36 months of 0% financing with equal monthly payments, that's same as cash, and a $500 bonus off your project. Exclusive Super Spacer technology makes the windows perform better and last longer, makes your house more comfortable, makes your energy bills more affordable. Sounds good to me, right? If it sounds good to you, then give them a call. Don't wait. 412-545-6003 or check out UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Tons of Pittsburgh sports this weekend. We got a Pitt basketball game on our airwaves at 7 tonight, Pitt versus Longwood. Obviously, the big event is Sunday night in L.A. as the Steelers try to get to 6-3 and take down the 6-3 Chargers. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, it's a PM team Friday tailgate on the fan.
Jalen will continue to work exclusively at safety. We value his positional flexibility. It's an asset to us. It gives a lot of people things to work on, but certainly under the circumstances that we're under right now, we deem that appropriate as we did last week in terms of nailing him down there. His relationship with the game. I think some of the things that you talk about when you first talk about the safety position are intangible qualities, are not necessarily things that you measure. He's got really good instincts. He's got really good passion for the game. He studies the game, and I think those are some things that really enable him to play back there, and that's such a major component of that position. His talents are obvious, you know, his tackling, his range, physicality, but the more subtle things, the intangible things, I think are the things that are exciting for us, because as he gains more experience back there, it's reasonable to expect some of those talents to show up more frequently.
15-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather will look a lot better Sunday night in L.A. than it does here in Pittsburgh right now. Temperatures will be in the low 70s even at kickoff, which for them is around 5:15 local time in L.A., but it never really gets too cold there, so it'll be low 70s. There's also a roof, but the air comes in from the outside. It's not a domed stadium, per se.
SoFi Stadium. Wouldn't it be more like an outdoor tent you put up, kind of? Like one of those deals?
Yeah.
Or it's like a deck that has, like, yeah, the roof's going to keep the rain
out, but
the wind's going to
whistle
through.
There's a football field
under
a giant gazebo.
Yeah, that's right. What's the, what is it, pergola? That actually does not have a roof, but is that what I'm talking about?
I think is like a swinging bench that has something over it.
Yeah, the slats or whatever I'm talking about. Like, there's an Italian
pergola
name.
Talk.
There's an Italian name that I'm getting wrong here.
Well, we have debated over the first hour of the show this game, and you and I didn't draw this up pregame or pre-show. Maybe that's on us. Maybe we need to spend more time doing that. Joke got made about that yesterday and got me in trouble with people here.
It would be very dumb of us if we spent the whole pre-show going, hey, what's your opinion on this?
I know.
I don't know. What's your opinion on that?
That's why when I said that, I thought I was in safe harbor, but apparently not. Anyways, we both agree that this game is really, really tough to call. There are ample reasons to think the Steelers are going to go there and win. there are plenty of good reason to think the Chargers are going to win. I think we both agree we don't think that the Steelers' defense has arrived. They played a great game. They played one of the best defensive games we've seen a Mike Tomlin defense ever play against the Colts. But it's doing it back-to-back. And you even gave Tomlin credit for saying after the game, like, hey, we're still the same crappy defense. Let's not put us in the Hall of Fame, excuse me, for one outstanding game. So I agreed with you on that, too. Like, I like that that was Tomlin's message to everybody. But I also think it's true. Like, I still have, even with Ramsey at safety now, you heard Tomlin talk about that in the clip. I still have questions about their corners against these really good receivers. I still have questions about covering a tight end. This Gadsden for the Chargers found in the fifth round is an unbelievable revelation. Has been more...
Is he a true tight end, by the way,
no,
in your opinion?
Not at all.
He seems like more of an oversized wide receiver.
I was talking to somebody about him from Syracuse.
Like, he's built like Kelvin Benjamin.
Well, here's what the person from Syracuse told me about him. The person who I know who still works up there, his scouting report on Gadsden out of college before, you know, he went late in the draft and has become this diamond in the rough. He said, I don't understand how Gadsden is projected as a day three pick and Kyle Pitts went in the top five.
Really?
He said body type and the way they play. One guy was obviously had a great college quarterback in Trask in a really good college offense versus a dude who played.
Maybe if he doesn't
Syracuse.
Get hurt in his junior year. His like true junior year, maybe he goes higher.
He's just a really good talent, comes from good stock. His dad was an NFL wide receiver with the Dolphins. So, yes, there's a lot of reasons that our fans have chimed in, and we want to continue to take calls at 412-928-9370 before we bring BMAC on. But here's one that might tip the scales in the Steelers' direction. The scuttlebutt is, it's going to be conservatively, 75% Steelers fans at this game. They're going to outnumber Chargers fans. For every four fans, three are going to be Steelers fans.
See, I always expect a 55 to 60-ish percent crowd for Steelers fans out there. I know that there have been the famous shots where they'll show it on TV of terrible towels waving in a big moment out in that building. 75 is like actually hard to fathom.
And the rumor is they already know it. And I guess to Jim Harbaugh's credit, you don't want to be caught blindsided by it. They've practiced for it all week.
Silent count,
yeah.
Crowd noise, etc.
The Chargers are preparing for this game like they're going on the road on Sunday.
That's just good coaching. I mean, it might be depressing for those players to be like, God, we really are just a homeless team kind of, but it's good coaching to prep that way.
And do you agree with me on this? The one thing I hear said about these games, and there's probably at least two or three a season. The Jets game in week one was more Steelers fans than Jets fans, and now this will probably be the second time it happens this year. I don't think Steelers fans took over in New England. I thought they would take over more in Cincinnati. They didn't.
No, that was like a one-off in Cincy where like they defended their home turf for color rush night.
Right. So, but clearly, all the reporting here, based on ticket sales and where the tickets have come from and stuff, make people think it's going to be Steelers fans. I do think the one thing that you hear on TV for these games that I don't agree with is when they say, oh, Steelers fans travel from Pittsburgh so well for these games. I don't think it has anything to do with people
coming from
here.
They're already in Los Angeles. They're there.
Or surrounding environs.
Yes. Like, there are people maybe like coming in from a four-hour drive away, but many of them just live there.
There's probably more Steelers fans in the state of California than there are Chargers fans.
Pony,
I don't think that... Do you disagree with that?
There might be more Steelers fans in the state of California than there are in the state of Pennsylvania, just based on population.
Yeah, good point.
But yes, I think there are more Steelers fans than Chargers fans.
That's how I would explain the home field advantage. I don't think it's like you should see the amount of packed planes that have left Pittsburgh International in the last week.
There's going to be people flying out there. There's going to be people flying out there for sure going to this game because L.A. in November is a lot more pleasant than southwestern Pennsylvania in November.
But every team's fan base does that.
Sure. Like, well, here's the problem. Here's what you'll get. You're going to get somebody like flying southwest to L.A. or something like that. Guys, you won't believe this. My whole flight is Steelers fans. They're doing Renegade on the plane. That's like 200 of you.
Good point.
You know what I mean? That's like not even a section's worth of people.
Yeah.
So I do always laugh at that. It's mostly because those people are already out there.
Do you look at that as a tip the scales thing?
In the sense that, like,
I think it helps. It can't hurt.
So if I were, Vegas won't do this. But if I, or maybe they did already, maybe they built it in. I would actually love to ask one of your people.
I can ask
that
question.
You ask one of your FanDuel people.
I will.
When they do the line for a Chargers and let's just call it a team like the Steelers or Packers with a national fan base,
yep.
right? Did they build into their line that the Chargers, you know what I'm really getting at.
Yes.
Are the Chargers actually a 6-point favorite in a vacuum here, but they're only 3 because they're not getting the 3-point bump or they're getting it taken away from them because it's more of a road game? I would love to know that.
All right, I'm going to text that right now.
Because if it's not built in, then you have to look at it more like a true pick'em.
Yep.
Like it, you just pick the winner. You might as well bet money line. I do think it'll help the Steelers a little bit. I think psychologically it helps. I don't think it's... I blanch at the idea that it's a be-all, end-all when everyone says, like, oh, it's so hard to deal with a hostile crowd for road teams. Well, then why does every team rip off a 30-yarder after they play Renegade, it seems like, these
days?
But
it might get him an extra false start. It might
No,
in
that's
terms
the
of,
devil in the details. It might put them behind the sticks. Tomlin loves talking about that. Not that it's not important.
In terms
it is.
Of Watt and Highsmith and those guys timing up a snap, it might help, too.
No, there are... Listen, I try not to poo-poo home field advantage and crowd noise because I think football is the sport where it tangibly matters the most. I don't know. Oh, you know what? Here's the one part for a home field advantage that is not going to get mentioned as much. I wonder if the officials, even though they know they're in LA, will be influenced by that crowd. Because you always hear people say, like, it's good for usually one extra judgment call going your way.
Yeah.
Maybe two because of human nature. Does that get voided out because they know they're in LA and they kind of ignore the cheering?
Here's Mr. Old School on the fan. Hello, Old School.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
Hey, I got 5 reasons real quick, run them down to you real quick, that I believe the Steelers are going to win this game. The first one is that their offensive line was already giving up 3.9 sacks a game. That was before the line got injured. He's already received 29 sacks. We got one of the best pass rushers in the league. That's going to be to our advantage. The other thing is that they don't have any of their best running backs. Their running game is terrible. So we're not really worried about the running game when the Steelers' defensive line played well
hold on.
Best.
I just have to, for a point of correction here, I have to just say something about the run game thing. If you think their run game stinks, what do you think of the Steelers' run game? Because their rushing stats are all better than ours.
Yep.
Even when you take into account with Hampton and Najee out, the weeks they haven't had them, they're better than us.
Okay, but they're better than us. But however, their defensive line is not better than ours. So if you look at their rush game, if you look at what they're giving up 4.9 yards a carry.
Yeah, that's really
in
bad.
The NFL.
That's not good.
So that's not
bottom
good.
Six in the
so
league.
We're going to be able to run on them. And then the other thing is, you're bragging about these receivers. None of them are in the top 20. None of them. They're all in the low 20s. And so I believe with Ramsey.
What do you mean?
Wait.
You say low 20s. Are you just talking about stats?
I'm talking about their overall ranking as far as receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, but that's so part of the reason. The reason they don't have a Jamar Chase, Mr. Old School, is because they spread it around to all 4 of those guys.
But they're not upper. They're not upper.
I understand
receivers.
That there's not like a top 10 player at the position in that group. But when you have a bunch of really good ones, that can suffice.
And I'm not disagreeing with that with really anything you've said so far. But let me ask you a question then, based on those counting stats. If you go by counting stats and say, well, this is proof that the Chargers receivers aren't that good, do you concede that Herbert's better than Rodgers? Because he's got more yards. He's got more touchdowns.
Here's what I believe, and you all would agree with this. He is more athletic right now than Rodgers.
Not
he's
even
not
close.
Smarter than Rodgers. He's not smarter than Rodgers.
So if you
I'll,
had a
I'll
game,
admit,
so
hold
wait
on.
A minute. So if, you,
that-
so if you had a game to win, you take Rodgers over Herbert?
If I had a game to win with a complex defense, I'm taking
no,
Rodgers.
No, 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 no.
Right
if you just, I just ask you, let me ask you this question because it's the more accurate one for this little exercise. You don't get to know anything about your team, the team you're playing, the teammates. You just have to pick one of those two guys in a vacuum or your life savings gets transferred to me, your pal Malzi. Who are you picking?
Oh, okay. Are you giving me
the hesitation?
Offensive line and block.
No, I just told
offensive line and block,
Mr. Old School. The hesitation tells me all I need to know. You know you're picking Herbert, gun to your head.
I don't think he is. I think he's taking Rodgers.
I think
Mr. Old School thinks right now Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Justin.
But when
Herbert.
I asked him in a vacuum, he's still asking for conditions.
I'm saying if Aaron Rodgers has an offensive line that blocks, I'm taking him because he's smarter.
Wow. Okay.
Justin Herbert takes a lot of sacks, which Mr. Old School pointed out for this reason. He has the sixth highest average time to throw in the league this year.
Yeah.
He's just a touch under 3 seconds. Caleb Williams is by far number one. He loves to run around. Hurts sits there forever. Jacoby Brissett is a statue back there. Cam Ward and Fields. That's really not. I mean, it kind of cuts both ways because there's some good quarterbacks up there, Pony, but that's really not a stat that's always necessarily got a positive connotation. Because the negative side of it is you don't know what you're looking at. The positive side is you can afford to move around a little bit and make plays.
I like the point he made about the Chargers' run defense struggles. I mean, that's...
It's bad.
It's absolutely an area the Steelers need to exploit and keep themselves balanced in this game on Sunday night. Texas on the Edgar Slattery Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark Cabali joins the fray later this hour. Brian McFadden, Steelers Super Bowl champ, up next. But first, a Seth the MILF Hunter headline.
The Penguins won last night against the Capitals 5-3. Sidney Crosby had 2 goals. Brian Rust added a goal of his own and 2 assists. The Pens will be visiting the New Jersey Devils tomorrow. Puck drop is at 12:30. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.